KHOI, Ames Community Radio, KHOI. You're tuned in to Trey Moore here at KHOI, Ames Community Radio. A relationship gone sour results in homelessness, and how the love from a pet cat was the saving grace of all this. This is Ames Untold. Today we have a guest. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, hi, my name is Preston Burris. I was homeless for about 3 months last summer of 2018. And I'm a student at Iowa State. I'm a senior right now.
So in the past, or before this experience, I guess, how did you view homelessness? Or what was your, you know, personal perceptions?
I thought of homelessness as a sad thing, something that is sort of staple of the society we live in, unfortunately. I work for the local tenants union, so I have interacted with a lot of homeless people and people who are in insecure housing. I've been in insecure housing before, but this was probably the most severe it got was over the summer.
And how about your peers? You guys ever have discussions about homelessness?
I didn't really talk with my friends about homelessness a whole lot outside of the work I did for the tenants union. I've had moments where, like, I've been homeless for a few days and I've had to, friends have been very good about, like, taking me in and letting me stay on the couch. But other than that, homelessness wasn't really a topic we broached a lot.
Can you take us through how this all started?
Living with my partner at the time, and the relationship went south, mm-hmm. and I needed a place to stay. I had about a week to figure it out. It was me, like 8 boxes of my stuff, medium-sized boxes, mostly books, mm-hmm. And like a garbage bag full of clothes.
So 8 box of essentials.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I got a tip from a friend of mine that there was an apartment that was empty. I got a key to the place through a friend of mine, and I started squatting in this abandoned apartment. When I got there, the ceiling had collapsed through water damage from like a leaky air conditioner above the apartment. The ceiling was on the floor, like it was a caved-in apartment pretty much. Oh. Other than that, it was completely empty. I made a sort of a nest bed out of my bag of clothes and slept on the floor. And yeah, that
was my— Could you go a little into detail about what your daily routine was?
So I would wake up, feed my cat, go to work, and then I would hang out at bars at night. I was kind of a bar fly for the summer. And I would get drunk probably more than is healthy to help me like go to sleep on the floor and just... You know, being sad about my predicament in general. Like, it wasn't exactly the healthiest summer, but I tried to cope, and maybe I didn't do a very good job of it.
So this affected you mentally, spiritually, physically?
I mean, absolutely. Like, I kind of felt like an insect, kind of. I didn't have a home, and the place I was living in was an empty dump. It was very difficult for me to sort of get out of this mental slump. Like I said, this happened because a relationship went south, so there's heartbreak involved as well. Mm. And
you got a lot of emotions on.
Yeah, it's like emotions about my living situation, emotions about the relationship ending, relationships about fear of like the future, where am I going to go after this, and just a lot of mixed feelings, a lot of drinking. It was hard for me to figure out a way out of it. The emotions caused me to freeze up and made it very difficult for me to get motivated to find a new place to live in the coming leasing term. It was actually my cat that really gave me the kick in the butt I needed to like start looking for a new place to live. I had money. I had a fair amount of money saved up, but I just had no place to go because the leasing term is very strict in Ames. It's very...
Can't get short-term leases?
No. You can find a subleaser if you're lucky, but I looked and there just was nothing. So I was kind of stuck being homeless until the new leasing period started. So yeah, it's something I knew wasn't going to be a permanent thing.
That makes your situation kind of interesting. You had the funds to possibly get out of your situation. but because of how Ames housing is set up, you couldn't get out of your situation.
Exactly. It was kind of just a systemic issue. I had the money. I was still eating pretty terribly because I had no transportation. My bike got stolen early on in the summer. So I would have to walk like half an hour to go to the grocery store. The stuff I ate was mostly like the food I could get nearby, which was like fast food. It impacted my health and it impacted a lot.
We spoke earlier and you said that you became a vegan during this time period.
Yeah, so because I like making life difficult on myself, I had been vegetarian for a couple years before, sort of around this time. Because of this, my situation, I was sort of doing a lot of introspection and like trying to figure out what I want to do with the rest of my life. A lot, large part of that was like just kind of doing things that I know I should be doing anyway. And one of those things is being vegan. I was vegetarian, but I was a guilty vegetarian.
You definitely had some cheat days.
No cheat days, but it's, I know that being vegetarian isn't the whole story. And so it's just sort of this, that thing where it's like, okay, I'm going to go all in on this. But the timing was really bad because that limited my food options even more. I've talked to friends who do a lot of work with eating disorders, and a lot of them became very concerned because a lot of people take on that sort of like very restrictive diet in situations where they feel like they don't have a lot of control, and it's a way for them to feel like they have control over something. So they were all worried that I was developing an eating disorder, and I had to be like, no, this is a long time coming. It's healthy. Maybe there's a bit of like, it did give me something to distract myself with.
Could we get, I guess, into the relationship with your pet? Because that was something that you said really helped you throughout this experience.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a really lonely summer for me. If it wasn't for my pet, I would have been alone in this apartment. Her name is Mo, my cat.
Mo.
And yeah, she's wonderful.
Shout out to Mo.
Yeah. So I spent most of the summer just hanging out with Mo and being drunk and not really doing a whole lot of anything. But I started to realize, well, Mo was having a hard time of it too. Like, she sort of went on a hunger strike because she wasn't happy with the place we were living either. It had a very negative impact on her. And once I saw how hard it was for her to be in the situation, I realized I needed to find a new home, if not for myself, then for her, because I wanted to make her comfortable. So that's kind of what got me to really take looking for a new apartment seriously, and it helped we get through that like sort of existential freeze up I was having.
How transparent were you with people? Was it mostly just close friends, or?
I didn't interact with a lot of people who weren't close friends around this time. Everyone sort of knew. I didn't really have anyone over, obviously, so they didn't really know what the place I was living in looked like. It's more of just like what you can come over and like see the how messed up everything is. It's not like I have board games or anything we can like play on the floor. So it was just sort of a, if we're gonna hang out, it's gonna be at someone else's place. I was too like just depressed to be ashamed of my situation, I guess.
How do you look back on this experience?
It was definitely a low point in my life. It's really made me appreciate whenever I have a place to settle, even though I definitely don't feel attached to places as much anymore because I do kind of feel more transient because of this experience. I still have like most of my stuff in boxes because I just kind of don't trust. Yeah, it's like I feel the need to be able to pack up all my stuff in my tiny car and just go at a moment's notice. And it's kind of an irrational feeling, but I don't really get attached to places anymore, but I am doubly grateful for any sort of comfort I can get in a place.
So has this changed your idea of home?
Yeah, for sure. Home is wherever my cat is. Home is wherever I can lay my head, but it's also not something that I really fall in love with in the same way I used to. It's like when I think about home, I'm no longer thinking about a specific place. I'm more of thinking of that feeling and trying to keep that feeling no matter where I'm at, because I know that those places are not something I can put a lot of stock in.
Would you say you're a minimalist as far as living?
Yeah.
Resources that you found that you could share for people who may face insecurity?
Well, if I could put in a plug for my organization that I I help run the Ames Tenants Union. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of work with housing issues, and we want to start helping people who are homeless. We would love to be a resource for people to use. So plug for that. And then just preparing mentally, I would just recommend if you need to squat in an abandoned apartment, don't do it in one that's near a lot of bars, because that could get dicey.
Mm. Do you feel like this is a big thing at Iowa State University?
Oh, for sure. To varying degrees, I know that I'm definitely not the only person who's probably experienced being homeless for an extended period of time. But even just being homeless for a couple weeks is like an epidemic in Ames because of the way we do leasing. When leases end and when leases start, they don't overlap. And so
there's a lease gap.
Yeah, correct. And the lease gap can be up to like 3 weeks. During that time of year, I would say the homelessness population in Ames rises drastically.
Mm.
I know very few people who haven't been affected by that and who haven't at least had to couch surf for a couple weeks because of it. The sort of larger, more homeless for months on end, I haven't personally gone to meet with anyone who's shared this experience, but I know how easy it is to fall into, and I have no doubt that it's a problem.
Thank you, Preston, for sharing that very, very personal tale with us. This is Trey Moore signing off at KHOI, Ames Community Radio Station, and that was Ames Untold.